The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Wackadoodle Wednesday, which means that we need to challenge ourselves to grow in the Lord. Challenge number one. Where does the notion that everything is going to crash and get yucky come from? The answer may surprise you. Plus, challenge number two. When we talk about expectations, do we do it in a way that pleases the Lord, or are we lame in faith? And finally, challenge number three. What do we get when we take a blind man who talked to Jesus and mix him with great warriors of faith? We get a grip on how miraculous God really is.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I don't know if you know this, but politics is a two-word combo. Poly meaning many, and ticks being blood-sucking insects. Keep that in mind. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you what you think. You're welcome to text us. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Just think about it. There's going to be three more days that we're doing this from the Spoon Studios. Then I'll be back in the studio on Monday. Very exciting. You'll be able to call the regular number. Plus, you'll still be able to text on the trivia questions. By the way, the trivia question just to start off with is, who did Pilate set free? Who did the Jews request Pilate set free in order for Jesus to be crucified? A prisoner was set free. Who was that prisoner? 214-210-8483. They even made a movie about him. Yeah, it was okay. Wasn't the best, but that's not the point. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. Anything, praise reports, prayer requests, questions you might have, we're willing to talk at it, look at it, examine it, think about it, because keep in mind, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. A couple of things to tell you. Our DNA, Draw Closer to the Lord, stands for D. N, Never Be Ashamed. A, Always Be Ready. Now, why is that important? Because Christians should always draw closer to the Lord on a regular, daily basis. Never be ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ, of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation unto the Jew first and also unto the Gentile. And A, always be ready. You never know at what moment, at what time, the Lord might call upon you to pray for somebody, to share something, to say something, just to be the smile in the room that nobody else can be. Or to be the person that says, there is an answer. His name is Jesus. You never know, so you always want to be ready. D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. I will tell you that we have stopped using Twitter. Because Twitter doesn't like Bible-believing, born-again Christians named David Spoon. So we are no longer using Twitter. So you won't hear me say much about that. I just threw that piece of paper on my dog. He's not very happy. A couple things to let you know. We are today, as of today, officially a member of the National Association of Broadcasters. So He Must Increase Ministries has taken kind of a step up, which is super cool. I will also let you know that today is No Diet Day. If you're looking for a day not to have a diet, this is it. Okay? Whatever it is, whatever calories you eat, they go in reverse. so you don't have to worry about it. Today is also no homework day. I only wish that was true since I've already done homework and I have more homework to do afterwards, but it's supposed to be no homework day. I'm not sure how that works out. National Nurses Day, so let's give appreciation to the nurses that do a great job in serving and in helping us go through the process with the doctor. Keep in mind, they're the ones that go between that 30 minutes where the doctor and you don't see each other. They are your liaison. So let's have an appreciation. It's National Crepe Suzette Day, which I'm a strong proponent of and which I love. So Crepe Suzette's fantastic. And finally, it's Great American Grump Out, which means no being grumpy today. If you're in a grumpy mood, get less grumpy. It's no grumps allowed. Let's work on it from that point of view. All right. I do want to remind everybody that there was a prisoner set free when the process took place before Jesus was crucified. Somebody that Pilate released. I want to know if you know his name. What was the name of the prisoner that was set free? Pilate was going to release Jesus, but instead they asked for this person to be released. Who was that? 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483 is the answers start coming in, and I will tell you that some of those answers are correct. I like that. Last couple things to tell you, and then we'll get going. 1816 on this day, the American Bible Society was founded. For those that want to know, on 1889 on this day, the Eiffel Tower officially opened. In 1837 on this day, unfortunately, the Hindenburg caught fire and was destroyed within 1 minute. Wow. 1954 on this day, Roger Bannister is first person to run the mile in under 4 minutes. And finally, in 2004, the last episode of the TV show Friends. Many people don't care, but I'd just be telling you. Again, if you're going to answer that trivia question, please keep in mind, you got to text 214-210-8483. I do get some people that call and leave me a message, and I love it, but it's all about the texting right now, so keep that in mind. Let's get into it. I want to talk to you a little bit about getting under attack every once in a while. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And I am come that they may have life and have it abundantly. The word thief in the Greek is one who operates in stealth, which means that whenever the enemy is working against us, he's not announcing, "Hi, I'm the enemy. I'm here to work against you." That's not how he operates. A thief is discreet. A thief is quiet. A thief is sneaky. Why do I bring that up? Every once in a while, on your left or right side, this wave of a thought comes. Now, if you've never had this happen, I want to say congratulations, and I wish I was more like you, okay? But every once in a while, there's a whisper, and the whisper is, everything is a mess. It's all falling apart. It's all yucky. How could you still believe in the midst of all of this rubbish, all of this bad stuff that's happening? Every once in a while, as believers, this wave of a whisper comes against us. And what it does is it speaks great darkness or great disappointment about life. You know why that's important? Well, there's a couple reasons. The first reason is 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God, who always leads us in a triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Let's keep this straightforward. There is thanksgiving to be given unto God who leads us in triumph through the Lord Jesus Christ. He manifests through us the sweet aroma, the smell of the knowledge of God in every place. And while the enemy sits there and says, here comes the yuck, here comes the bad, it's foreboding, it's negative, around the corner is dynamite or a train coming in the wrong direction, While the enemy is saying that, God is whispering, great things are coming. We know great things are coming because of heaven. We know great things are coming because God reigns in the universe. We know great things are coming because he prevails and because he leads us in triumph through Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:17. Of course, this is more geared towards Scripture. But think of what it says. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us every victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And there's the enemy just whispering, boo, boo, it's bad. Now, sometimes the enemy will use television or movies or internet or magazines or whatever the source to whisper. And sometimes you just hear it in the air, that there's this impending doom or foreboding per se. And it's almost as though the thief is trying to steal, get this, any hope or expectation we might have. Do you know that if the enemy can take away your hope, he will take away a great part of your strength? If he can get you to think of expectation in this realm of nothing taking place that will be a blessing or nothing taking place that will have the signature of God, and if he can get you in that place, he will get you operating in doubt. Now, isn't it funny that without faith, it's impossible to please God? Think that's an accident? You think the devil doesn't know Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6? Of course he does. So he wants to move against you when you're trying to operate in faith, when you're trying to operate in hope. People say, well, what's really the difference between faith and hope? It's a great question. Let me just answer it in a simplistic format. Faith is believing great things for the now. Hope is believing great things for tomorrow. And the bottom line is that God wants us to be a people of hope, a people of confidence, a people of expectation. And the enemy wants us to be a people that is defeated, that says nothing, that stays in the shadows and makes no noise. God has great things for you and I, things that you can't even imagine, things so powerful your brain can't even conceive of them right now. And between now and then, there will be gracelets of great things. We need to think and believe and trust and expect that God is true to what he says. Okay? All right. Everybody got it right on the question, the trivia question. I just think that's amazing. Barabbas was the answer on the prisoner. We're going to take a short break and then come back. We got so much more to cover. Very excited. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, 214-210-8483. I just think I got to tell you this. You guys will like this. So somebody called in and left a voicemail saying that the answer was Barabbas. It's so cool. But anyway, you'd want to try and text, because I can't really, I have one little feature that will spell it out for me what's on the voicemail, but it doesn't always work, so it's kind of 50-50. 214-210-8483. I will throw out the next trivia question, because they're just too much fun not to. What was Jesus's profession? Before he went into ministry, he was in the family biz. What was the family biz? Text if you can. 214-210-8483. That's just one to keep things going. 214-210-8483. Don't forget about hemustincrease.org. So, I want to make this announcement. So, I had done pretty good through up until like the last like 4 or 5 days have kind of gone like really soft. So I'm just going to encourage you, if you're able to give, or if you're a giver, or if you're thinking, I want to contribute a little, you are more than welcome to. It would be a great blessing for us. HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. It'd be right in the middle. I think it's kind of like right in the middle of the site if you're trying to figure out where it is to give. There's also interviews up there. There are audios. There are videos. There's access to 2,400 plus hours of podcasts. There's a whole bunch of other little things that are on there that are interesting. I think they're interesting. Pretty soon we'll have a little bit of an ANB, National Association of Broadcasters, little logo thing up there, just so people can know we're part of a bigger crew. That's what HeMustIncrease.org is, and they're going to put us in touch with different ministries so we can expand our reach, which is something we want to do. Our email, by the way, David@HeMustIncrease.org. David@HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner. Kimberly McQuinn Ellis, who now goes by Kimberly Ellis, whom we love and adore. Her and Tony, her husband, fantastic people. Fantastic brothers and sisters in the Lord. Keeping it real, keeping it simple. If you've got any questions, how many questions? Any questions? How many is any? Any questions? If you have any questions at all about real estate, call Kimberly, 903-48-HOMES. 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 And maybe you're thinking, well, they probably only work with really, really expensive homes. Not true. You're probably thinking, they only work with really, really inexpensive homes. Not true. Fathom Realty works with everybody. Kimberly Ellis, a part of Fathom Realty, she'll help first-time buyers. She'll help experienced investors, foreclosures, short sales, whatever you need. Any questions asked, she can help you answer. And if she can't help you, she will point you in the right direction. 903-48-HOMES to touch base with Kimberly Ellis. Okay, the question on the board from a trivia point of view is, what was Jesus' profession? Kind of talking about the family biz. You don't have to get too deep into it. Just keep it as simple as you can. But if you can answer that, text 214-210-8483. The answers are coming in, and they are correct so far, so I love that. But if you don't know, it's totally okay. That's part of the fun of trivia, learning the Bible through trivia and just getting those little things. There, it's not the difference between life and death, but it could be the difference between winning a candy bar in a trivia contest. Never know. All right, let's get into the next section. Prior, I was talking, and it's important to me to communicate to you some of these things that are going on. As a Christian, I go through the same thing that every other person goes through. I know that there's this illusion that all the people that teach on television or teach on the radio or that your pastor or the leaders of your church or the Bible study leaders, they all have these perfect Christian lives. Absolutely 100% false. It's just not true. Everybody goes through the trials. Everybody goes through tribulations. Everybody goes through the ups and the downs. It happens throughout Scripture. Scripture writes about it. Scripture talks about it. If you look at the Psalms, you can never find a better illustration, because David wrote the Psalms from his heart, not just his mind, and you see the up and down he goes through in life, and we go through that too. So it concerns me, because I know that from time to time the enemy whispers against me, and I know he's whispering against everybody. And what he's trying to do is dash whatever hope we might have. And that hope is a powerful strength. Remember, the hope that we have is an anchor to our soul. It keeps us steady and steadfast. Well, the enemy wants to take that away. He wants things just to run wild by the wind. Let me give you an example of what the Lord would like us to be like. Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, he goes. This one, come, he comes. I say to the servant, do this, he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east to west and will take their places at the feast of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Now, I'm aware that people have taken this passage and have written books on it and used it to take sometimes the petitions that we have from the Lord to a place where they demand it from the Lord, or we expect it, or it's required that you respond to us, or some weird stuff like that. Okay? Don't do that. That's just dumb. Here's what it is. What Jesus loved about the centurion is that he absolutely believed that what Jesus said would happen. And so Jesus said, it will be done just like you believed. There's a couple of passages that are really interesting that do challenge your thinking quite a bit. According to your faith, so be it, Jesus said, on more than one occasion. Well, what if your faith is lousy? Well, so be it. So my point in that is there's a level of expectation for which we as believers have an opportunity to trust that the Lord will do something. And if we can grasp that he has the authority to do it and the desire to do it, we would have a higher level of expectation and a higher level of reception of him doing it. And lest you think that I'm just talking out of one side of my ear, which I have two very large ears, the church in the book of Acts, after James was killed, Peter was put in prison, and the church prayed that God would release Peter. You know what's amazing? God released Peter, answered their prayers, and Peter came knocking on the door to talk to them. Just read the Acts chapter 12. Do you know what's even more amazing? They didn't believe it, even though the answer to their prayers was standing outside the door knocking. Now just think about that. Just for a second, kind of get yourself in the right place. They'd already done miracle after miracle. Peter and John, you know, raised that guy who was lame in Acts chapter 3. They'd already seen powerful testimony, powerful witness. And then they asked for Peter's release, the church. And God says, okay. And they don't even believe that God answers their prayer, even though the answer to their prayer is knocking on the door. And Peter's like going, let me in, let me in. Remember Rhoda? Rhoda, the servant girl, was like, it's Peter. And then they go back, it's Peter. And they argued with her, the Bible says. No, it's not. No, it's not. You guys prayed for this. You asked for this. You sought God for this. Aren't you expecting this? That's the key. Aren't you expecting this? Okay, I'm going to use two very theologically opposite people. Don't get mad. Just think about what's being said. Don't be upset that you don't agree with everything these people thought, said, or did. The first one is Hudson Taylor and the great story about how they wanted him to pray that God would pick up the wind. And he wouldn't pray until they put the sails up, expecting to receive the wind. It might be urban legend, but it's so true that Christians often pray without putting the sails up. I have no argument with that concept. Another newer person that people loved and hated at the same time was Oral Roberts, but he said one thing that was great, and nobody can take this away. He said, expect a miracle. And the real answer is, why not? Why not believe that God will do extraordinary work? Why not have that daring faith that changes things in life? I think it's great. Do you believe? And if so, do you have an expectation that it will be done? Because not only God can do it, but he loves to pour his kingdom on his kids. All right? Okay. We're going to take our break here. To answer the trivia question, by the way, what was his technical profession, Jesus, before he went into ministry? A carpenter. A carpenter would be the answer. My boss is a Jewish carpenter. We're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. Now you think three words. Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher, or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi, it doesn't matter. She said, Mary. She responded, master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along on your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date that he said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Kind of missed some of the intro music. I haven't heard it for a while. Anyhow, if you want to reach out to us, you can. 214-210-8483. That is our text number. 214-210-8483. 214-210-8483. Here's the next trivia question. Kind of easy. You don't have to really say this brilliantly, but I just want to keep it up and up and keep it simple. When the Egyptians followed the Israelites through the Red Sea, what happened to them? When the Egyptians tried to follow the Israelites through the Red Sea, remember, God split the Red Sea? Israelites went through it? Egyptians came following. What happened to the Egyptians? If you know, text 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483, and we will review that at the end of the segment. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David, hemustincrease.org, so David at hemustincrease.org. Let's see, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from one of our ministry partners.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Mr. Restore, our great friend Clint. If you've got any fire and water damage, smoke, wind, flood, any kind of cleanup service whatsoever, you've got this opportunity to have it not just removed but restored to the way it was. Mr. Restore, one of our ministry partners. We love these guys, and Clint's a great, great guy. Great company. They support the Adaptive Training Foundation. We support them as well. We really encourage people to check out adaptivetrainingfoundation.org to see what kind of work they're doing. I always think some of the work I'm doing is decent, but when you're helping people that are in such dire circumstances that they're trying to find a way back, find a way to have a confidence or a reason to live, and they're working, listen to this, they're working with people who nobody else has given them a hope or a vision. The Adaptive Training Foundation is giving people vision, hope, drive, purpose, and the steps necessary to get there. with people that have one, two, three, or four severed limbs, there is little that is as impressive as that. I'm just pointing it out. With that, Mr. Restore being a huge supporter of the Adaptive Training Foundation, they're also, as you can just tell, this is in Clint's spirit, they're also into making sure people have restoration for when things get messy in where they live. So whether it's a church or an office building or an apartment, or whether it's a home, or doesn't matter what it is, they can help bring it back to the restoration place, keeping it as simple as we can. They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated. They have thousands of happy customers. So therein lies a good response to it all and a good thing. MrRestore.com. And so if you've got anything going on, get in touch with them, and they will help you. We're getting ready to go into our third section of teaching. Well, I see UPS has stopped in front of my house and is dropping off my reading glasses. I had to go up in power. I don't want to talk about it. It is what it is. The question that's on the board, and people are answering it already, when the Egyptians tried to follow the Israelites through the Red Sea, what happened? What happened to the Egyptians? 214-210-8483. Text it to that number, and we'll review it at the end of this segment. So, you know, we've been talking about having the enemy come against us and maybe saying, woe is me, all this darkness or badness or trouble is coming, and, you know, just like smoke on the water kind of mentality. And it's like the enemy comes against us, and then the Lord standing in opposition to that is like, I give life and life more abundant. See, the enemy is a thief, and God is a giver of life. So now you know they're standing on opposite sides. And so we talked about understanding that God's whispering great things are coming, and we need to have a level of faith and expectation that meets that. So we covered the centurion, which Jesus defined his activity, his action, his confidence, his expectation is something he wished that everybody would have. And then Jesus even said to him directly, let it be done to you just as you have believed it would. So I want to look at a few other elements in Scripture. How about in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 through 29? How about the blind guy? Or actually, there's two blind guys. Jesus went from there. Two blind men followed him, calling out, have mercy on us, son of David. When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and asked them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. Again, another passage that people have blown up into la-la land for no reason. I mean, if there's a passage for a teaching on faith, use it. But don't try and sell a book on it. It's simple. You had two blind men, and they were following Jesus. A lot of people don't think about this, but they were blind men following Jesus. How did they follow? Well, they couldn't see him. They probably could feel or taste the dust, but they certainly could hear the crowd, couldn't they? And what did they say? Have mercy on us, son of David, a title for the Messiah. They knew Jesus was the Messiah, or at least they exercised faith that he's the Messiah. The scripture says in verse 28, he'd gone indoors and the blind man kept following. And so Jesus asked them this pertinent question. The same question I'm going to ask you directly. Jesus said, do you believe I am able to do this? And that's the question you have to answer. When you pray, when you bring something before the Lord, sincerely, when you bring it to the Lord, you have to answer that question. Do you believe that he is able to do this? And then you have to answer another question. Do you believe he's willing to do this? Because there's some of us who get caught in between the able and the willing. We believe that God can do anything. We just don't know if he'll do anything for us. That's a little bit of negativity going on there. I'm not trying to be mean, okay, by any stretch of the imagination. I'm simply saying That's a little bit of negativity, thinking that God does all that he does, commits to all that he commits to, gives us all that he gives us, grants us all that he grants us, weaves into our life all that he weaves, and then the answer that we have is, well, I know he can, but I don't know if he can do it for me. Well, he did everything else for you. Jesus died for you, didn't he? He's answered 10,000 other prayers, hasn't he?
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then...
He's answered so many prayers, so many petitions, so many things that you've asked for, so many pursuits that you've made. He's protected you 10,000 times 10,000. So when he says, do you believe that I am able to do this, we need to answer him and say, yes. And do you believe that he wants to do this? And we need to answer and say, yes. And they replied, yes, Lord. And he touched their eyes. And he said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. It's not that Jesus was trying to put it on them, in the sense of, this is all your responsibility. If you blow this, it's all your fault. He was trying to pull out of them the genuineness of their faith. Jesus did a couple of things. You know, I saw a leader of another country try to define what Jesus would or wouldn't do. And so he went on this big tirade about Jesus would socially distance. Here, Jesus touches the blind men, which people socially would not do. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 41, Jesus touched the leper, which nobody was allowed to do, which was against the law. It's not that Jesus does the distancing socially. That kind of thinking or talking, that's why premiers and leaders like that shouldn't be Bible teachers. It's just a bad idea. But what you need to understand is how committed to us Jesus is. He's committed to you. He's committed to your well-being. But you do have to have this expectation, this confidence, this faith that he likes you, that he loves you, and that he's for you. I know, not everything in life seems that way. But then again, if life was based on feelings, every time you had a bad hamburger or a bad fast food meal, you'd think that God doesn't exist. So you can't base it on feelings, can you? You have to base it on the truth, and you have to base it on faith that processes truth, and not the way you feel about it. It's the way you believe about it. That's going to be the big key. So when Jesus says to you and me, do you believe I'm able to do this? The answer is yes, Lord. Not only able, but willing. That's got to be the answer that we operate with. Because you want to know what? He can and he will. But do you expect him to? That's the question. God, these are so challenging, aren't they? Okay, the people that responded to the trivia, great job. They drowned. They all drowned. There are people that say that they all drowned in low tide. A whole army doesn't drown in low tide, especially when they're on horses. So they drowned because they followed in after, and the Lord said, no, no, no. And when the Lord says, no, 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 it's no, no, no. Take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-484-6637. 503-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Hot topics.
So listen to this. So Jesus, in one passage, says, judge not or you will be judged. In another passage, he says, judge ye righteous judgment. That's the King James Version. I like the ye. Judge ye right. So there's two different judgments going on here. One's okay, one's not okay. Okay? How does that work? Again, one is a condemnation, the other an observation, an evaluation, and a determination.
The David Spoon Experience.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yay, Texas. 2.5 years on, let's see, what's today, Wednesday? On Friday, 2.5 years, my wife and I have been here in Texas. See, that's pretty good. Let's see, that's 24, that's 30 months. If there was something significant about that, I'd like to know, but there it is. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. That's through text. If you want to send us a praise report or send us a prayer request or even a question, we'll be glad to do our best to answer anything that you want to communicate. I do know I talk fast and I can be annoying, but you should try doing a live radio show through a telephone that crashes throughout the hour that you're doing it. It is a challenge, but it's kind of fun. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Please check it out. I think you'll find some of the stuff on there pretty cool. Email david@hemustincrease.org. David@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And I forgot to check with Tara, but I think we're going to try and do one more ministry partner. And here it is.
Well, we're moving on up.
Of God Moving, and our good friend Johnny Hill, I'm still waiting to hear back from him. I had sent him a text the other day to him, for him and for Mara, his wife. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. If you are moving at all in any capacity, in any way, shape, or form whatsoever, doesn't matter. If you use Men of God Moving, you will be fortunate, you will be blessed, and you will be financially alleviated from the depth of normal costs for moving. menofgodmoving.com. That's their website. You can also reach them by going to hemustincrease.org, and we have two links that I'm aware of that will connect you to them. So we encourage you to do so. We think it'll be a blessing for you. All right, let's get into the last segment, which is really, really, really important. I don't know why I'm saying really that way. It doesn't really matter. Here's the bottom line. We've been talking about hearing whispers in your one ear, left ear and right ear. And sometimes the enemy whispers bad things. Sometimes he whispers it through television, through movies, through the internet, through magazines, through books, through some form of communication. There's not just negativeness. I don't want you to get this idea, hey, Dave's all about positive everything. It's like, no. I get annoyed when it's exceedingly negative because I don't think anybody should be like Eeyore going, okay, it's my birthday. Okay, nobody should be doing that. That's absurdity. But I don't think it's all, hey, we should all say everything positive. Everything should always be positive. It's like, no, that's kind of goofy. I'm not going that direction. But the idea that the enemy tactically throws darkness and doubt and despair at you and I, that's different. That's different because it's important to note. It's important to note that the enemy tried to discourage Jesus. And if he did that to Jesus, what's he going to do to you? So if you think of it in those terms, on one side you might be hearing, there's no hope, it's going to be a mess, it's all going to be yucky, it's all going to disappear, it's all going to blow up, it's all going to crash, whatever it is. And then there's this other part where you have the Lord going, I am doing amazing things right in your midst. I make all things new. I'm preparing a home for you. You're going to be dancing on streets of gold. So while the enemy is saying everything's yuck, God is saying great things are coming. And it comes down to you and I walking in a certain level of expectation. So we talked about the centurion in Matthew chapter 8. We even talked about Hudson Taylor not wishing to pray unless he knew the sales were up if he was going to pray for wind, because he wanted people to be expecting that what they were praying was going to happen. Then we just talked about expectation again with the blind men for what Jesus said to them, do you believe I can do this? And then we have to answer that as yes. And we got to not just believe he wants to, or he can do it, but that he wants to do it. We need to kind of step up a little. And this last segment, I think, is equally important. It's important because we need to keep our expectations high. So why should our expectations be high as Bible-believing, born-again Christians? That part's easier to answer. Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, with men this is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. I'm like, whoa. Okay, that kind of changes the landscape of the situation. Exactly. And in John 1:16, it says, we have all received grace after grace from his fullness. In Jesus is blessing after blessing after blessing. Not just one blessing, but blessing after blessing after blessing. Grace after grace after grace. No, it's not. Most of the time, it's not money. But it is the favor of the Most High God, isn't it? So we close out with Mark 11 because it's just a great portion. I can't think of anything better to close out with. It just seems to me, it's like, wow, that's the portion I'd go to. Here's what it says. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is withered. Wow. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. In this teaching, again, another teaching where people go to hyperland, which is not necessary, there is a call from Jesus to his disciples to increase their level of expectation. Jesus says, if you believe it in your heart and don't doubt it, it's going to come down that road. And then he says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you received it, and it will be yours. Now, it doesn't require you not to ask again and again and again, because that's contrary to Matthew chapter 7. What it does require you to do is that when you and I ask, we actually do this funny thing called believe. We do this really weird thing. You see, most of us haven't met Jesus on a Damascus Road style, so we believe in Jesus by faith. and we receive his mercy and his love by grace, why would it be any different when we petition through him? Why would it be any different when we petition to him? First of all, that's why you ask for things in Jesus' name, because through him, it's like, okie dokie, that's a better place to come. If I come to you and I say, I come to you in the name of my father, Lionel, ha, 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 ha. That's one thing. But if I come to you and I say, I come to you in the name of the United States of America as an ambassador, that's like, that's a completely different thing. If I come to you and I say, I come to you in the name of Mars, wow, that's interesting. But if I say, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of all the universe, that's a whole other planet, isn't it? So when we're using that, utilizing that, and understanding that in Jesus, we're told to petition the Lord, to come before the Lord, pray, and we are supposed to have this thing called belief. Now, you do believe. You wouldn't even be listening to this show if you didn't believe. But some of us got to move that belief into more everyday activity. You need to have an eternal persuasion in God. But you also need to have a persuasion in God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who seek him. But he will reward that. Do we believe that? So the whole premise for today, you might be like, well, this could be like a faith message. Sure, yeah, I would say right. I think Jesus taught on faith several times. Taught on love, taught on sacrifice, taught on humility, taught on gracefulness, taught on forgiveness, taught on all of it. Well, today's message is on you and I doing a better job having faith and expectation. That's our lesson. And all I'm looking for anybody who's listening to my voice, all I'm looking for at all is for you to just take one step closer to the Lord and actually believing that he will respond. So, and that one step closer could be all the difference in your walk. So I encourage you. I encourage myself. I encourage all of us. Let's answer Jesus and say, we believe you're able to do this, and we believe you're willing to do this. Let's try that. Isn't that cool? That'd be a good thing. All right? Okay. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am, you reach down.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.